This is Growing Native, and I'm Petey Mosquitie. This summer in southern Arizona, and northern Sonora, too, because, I mean, hello, it's right here. So, wait, start over. How about this summer in the borderlands, it sure got hot. Tucson and Phoenix set records in heat. I don't care or worry about Phoenix, but I'm still very much attached to Tucson. Friends, family, places. I mean, it's where I succumbed to the desert. So when a friend tells me it was 118 in Tucson, I feel the heat. And folks tell me, oh, Petey, it must be cooler where you live. Oh, it is a cool 108. I'm telling you, I don't care what you say. 108 degrees at 4,800 feet in elevation, that's hot. And this summer, I got smart, and when possible, I stayed inside our 1991 Marvelette, situated very close to the banks of the Ojolote. I stayed inside and read books. I disappeared in books, or I daydreamed. I reminisced, sitting by myself, reminiscing, sad. No, it's sort of fun to take stock of one's life while hanging out inside, avoiding summer heat. I worked in nurseries. Well, I still do a little bit, but a couple days a week. But wholesale nurseries and landscape companies all start work at dawn in the summer. You are headed home by 2 o'clock in the afternoon, surviving that desert heat. And I admit I am still partial to early mornings to survive desert heat. Get out of bed to a chilly 65 degrees. Ooh, better get a sweater. Do some outside stuff. This summer, you know, there was an added dimension to the heat, wildfires. Seemed like every time I turned around, every time I drove out into the Sulphur Springs Valley, I could see smoke rising from a nearby mountain range. The Dragoon Mountains were burning, the Pinaleno Mountains burning, the Pedregosa Mountains, the Swiss Helms, the Chiricahua Mountains, Dos Cabezas Mountains, and the more distant Catalina Mountains. There are more. I'm sure you can almost say a place name, and if it hasn't burned yet, it's going to burn. Southern Arizona was on fire, and there wasn't a soul that wasn't saying, come on, monsoon, we're burning up here. Anyway, like I said, I still get up early and I poke around our little homestead before the heat, me and the dogs, the cats, you know, do some chores, sometimes in smoke, by the way, because there's smoke from the distant fires only a few miles away, which reminds you, though, that it could be a lot closer. So one morning I was sorting through some plants I was growing, sad but true, but I was poking around and decided that I would, you know, deciding what I would take to the farmer's market on a coming Saturday. And I spotted a glorious yellow flower, and I had forgotten I was growing that. Oh, my goodness, hibiscus. Oh, yeah, some native hibiscus. Hibiscus coulteri, to be specific. I hadn't gathered the seed. No, I was visiting a nursery northwest of Tucson. It's where I started almost 40 years ago. I know the head propagator, Lynette, and she loves to share some of her treasures, and she proudly showed me a tray of tiny desert rose mallows. I can sell you those if you want, she said. What? Is the Pope a good guide? Is the berry juniper berries? I'll take them. And now they're ready for market. Oh my gosh, hibiscus. There are several hundred species of hibiscus found in warm and tropical regions of the world. Several hundred species. And think of all the cultivars, the hybrids, the selections. Oh my gosh. But three species found in Arizona, and they can all be found in the borderlands. Yeah. I remember finding desert rose mallow on that mountain we call A Mountain, with a big A, in Tucson. And a couple years ago, I was photographing it in the Mule Mountains, just above Warren, near Bisbee, hibiscus on hot, rocky slopes. Hibiscus is from Greek for a mallow, coulteri for the botanist and educator John Merle Coulter, 1850s, 1928. What an illustrious career. You should check him out, John Merle Coulter. Did I tell you about the flowers, the yellow petals, red at the base? Oh, yeah. And it is hibiscus, beautiful. Three local species. I told you that. The species Denudatus has lavender flowers. Oh, yeah. And then there's Biceptus. It's a little more herbaceous, not as woody and tall as coulteri. Very cool. I tell you what, it's just the most wonderful, crazy, wild thing that we have hibiscus in the desert. Oh, yeah. See, I told you, the desert is beautiful. Yeah, it is. Hey, I'm Petey Mesquite, and this has been Growing Native.